I want to throw a few names at you, Nate. Now, you can confirm I did not give you these names beforehand.
No, you didn't. You threw a whammy on me there. Go ahead on, though.
I'm preparing.
DJ.
SJ first. Just changing it up. That's fine. If that's how you want to put me down, that's completely fine.
All right.
Let's start out here with a name that has been giving Cowboys fans a lot of optimism for the last season or so. I got this from a Jean-Jacques Taylor Sports Day DFW chat online, where somebody asked him, well, the most surprising story or development he's seen at training camp, and Jacques responded, been surprised by how sluggish Rico Gathers looks. He looks slow and lumbering compared to the other tight ends. He doesn't look nearly as fluid. I say he's going to have a tough time making the team. Anytime you talk about tight ends with people in the front office, his name almost always the fourth one out of their mouth.
And he ain't disappointing. I mean, I don't know if he's bigger. He's an imposing figure as a man. But he looked a little crisper last year, a little more like he wanted it, you know. And as much as I like this kid, and every time he catch a pass, or every time some little DB or linebacker try to jump up with him and he come down with the ball, you'd be like, wow. But then, you know, you see him jog back to the huddle, and he's right. He don't look lean like you would think a guy who's going into a second sport and trying to say, hey, this is my year. Second or third year.
Well, was last season the one where he had the couple of touchdowns in the preseason?
Yeah. I mean, for the promise that he had, that should have been a spark of fire that says, hey, man, I got something here.
Not to mention, the number one starter at the position is gone, and it's essentially a wide-open battle. At this point, you would think that he would at least be in the mix for that, but it doesn't sound like he's even in the mix.
Nah, not from the understanding. You know, and like I say, I mean, he's caught several passes, especially 2 days ago. He caught several passes, and you'd be like, wow. I mean, but, you know, you watch him run his routes. I mean, he rounded off a lot of them. He don't look as fast. And I thought I was the only one that kind of noticed that, and I talked to a few people about it, and they said, yeah, like he's a little bit bigger. We got to check with JDT and make sure that we seeing, you know, that he maybe is big and sluggish, but that's what I don't get. For all the young talent that's on this team and all the enthusiastic guys that we be around and talk to and just pumped about being here, he don't seem like one of them.
Well, you just had the story in the Dallas Morning News yesterday to where Gathers compared himself to Rob Gronkowski, saying that he thinks that there are similarities between their two games. That doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, though, that I hear that he's not, doesn't
let me,
seem
let
that
me
he's
tell
in
you
peak
this right here.
Condition.
I know Rob Gronkowski's personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right there in Southlake. And my son's wedding, I talked to him a little bit, and the things that he was saying about Gronkowski and how receptive he is to different workout ideas and techniques. And even this offseason when talking to about he wasn't in training camp, he was down here in South Lake, Texas, working out. Have we heard anything about Rico working out anywhere? You know.
Not that I've heard.
These young people, man, I love them. But the young people that's, I'm dealing with it on a daily basis out here. They're excited. They're working hard, and their bodies resemble that. You know, you can't tell me, if you look at Ron Gronkowski, he's leaned out and looking like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the whole offseason off to get back at his team, let him know that he's valuable, but he was also working out. He should have called Rob Gronkowski and said, hey, man, what's your secret? And then you can kind of compare yourself to that type of guy. You can see yourself doing what? Come on, man.
So you're projecting that you're going to get a heavy dose of Jeff Swaim, Dalton Schultz lining up a tight end for the Cowboys this year, not Rico Gathers?
Yeah, and see, this is the funny thing about it. Rico, when he blocks, when he do get on the block, it's no contest. You know, when you got gifts like that, man, and You know, and I know a lot of people say, well, give him time. Time he don't have. They drafted a tight end. They like Barron. Swain is the most complete tight end right now. You don't have time. You know, get back on the practice squad again while these other guys are developing. Now Schultz walks ahead of you. You know, now you come back next year this time, and maybe you think you Gates, you know, tight end Gates next year. You know, I don't know. But you cannot see, and that's what I'm saying. We talk about what we want for a guy, but even the David Wells guy, number 84, looks good. Now, Dalton Schultz just went back because I think his wife had a baby. And so he and I don't know if he was at practice. I was looking for him today at practice, and I didn't see him. But so I don't know if he's back yet. But Blake Jarwin, Stephen Jones loved him. I mean, he was quickly to say when Jason Witten retired, we'll be all right. We got Blake Jarwin. He was quick to say that. We got Swain. He was quick to say that.
Okay.
And then they went out and got Dalton Schultz. I mean, and Rico Gathers, the coach keeps saying, and this is Jason Garrett, Rico got to believe that Rico can do it. See, you know, I don't know. You can tell the media, you can tweet what you want, you can say what you want, but you got to go out there. Like I say, when he do good things, everybody be like, wow. But those good things are not consistent enough where it makes the coaches say, wow. It just makes us as fans say, wow. You don't want to see him on the street.
Mm-hmm. You'd hate to let him go.
Yes.
And then go see him blossom into something somewhere else.
Yeah. Because sometimes it takes a little bit of shame, a little bit of humiliation. Oh, show the Cowboys. You know, now you get in shape. Now you get in shape. Now you listen to people. Now you come out and be like, wow, this is what we missed.
Kind of the Dez Bryant attitude you're alluding
to
there.
Dez don't care. He just wants somebody from the Cowboys to say something bad about him where he can go off.
That is true. All right, let's move on here. A couple of pieces that we may have high expectations for in 2018, but you might need to tap the brakes here. Let's move on to Tavon Austin. And I throw that name out there because you look at what he did last year where the Rams had this offensive renaissance whenever they brought in McVay, and yet his stats were significantly down last year. He only had 270 rushing yards and a touchdown. On the receiving end, he had 47 yards and no touchdowns there. Why do you think people here are so optimistic that Tavon Austin is going to step in and that he's going to have this resurgence here in Dallas?
Because besides Zeke, we had no changeup guy. Stop. Give me 10 seconds of silence. Come up with a guy right now who gave you a changeup from Zeke.
Ryan Switzer, sir.
No. Sorry. You lost. Family Feud. You just lost.
That's the closest thing they had to a changeup was Ryan Switzer.
Yeah, what came in was a little shorter? Is that what you're saying? I mean,
don't kick the man while he's down.
he's having fun out there in Oakland. He's loving it in Oakland. Let me say this right here. That is what the Cowboys see is we had nobody that could make a play outside of Zeke. And that is the question now. Still, can Tavon, does he have enough to still make those explosive plays and protect the ball? I think that was the biggest knock on him. People don't talk about that, but you go back and check his he puts the ball on the ground. When you don't handle the ball but maybe 35 or 40 times a year, you got to be excellent on not putting that ball on the ground.
Five fumbles last year, five fumbles in 2016, five fumbles in 2014.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah.
You for the touchdown you just ran, you gave it back in the fourth quarter for the go-ahead touchdown, the field goal to win the game. So, you know, when you got a Todd Gurley, and the wide receivers that they had, they had explosive guys all over the field. Not to talk about that ferocious defense they had that kept giving them possession after possession. So when you got guys that can make plays you know, and have playmakers, you're not hungry for that, you know. And then when you say, man, you know, he touched the ball 45 times, 50 times, he turned it over 5 times. That don't get it. But in our aspect, who do we have as a playmaker? And he's that guy. Can he do it on a punt return? Can he do it on a kickoff return? You know, God forbid we don't run more than 2 jet sweeps a game, but can he do it in that? They've been using him at wide out now. They've been using him. They not shy about putting him out there, letting him see what he can do. And Jason Garrett, he's holding true to the guys that are second, third, and 14. They are getting repped. So I wish you guys could be out here to see it, man, because, like I say, you know, the guys that we're expecting to do big things, they're not getting all the reps. These young guys early in camp are getting all the reps.
All right, one more guy here that I want to discuss here is your third-round pick from this season, Michael Gallup. And I understand that we're coming off a year where Juju Smith-Schuster, Cooper Kupp, a couple of receivers made big impacts as rookies. I just feel like we're way going overboard, though, where we have some people talking about Michael Gallup is going to emerge as the true number one receiver on this team this season. I think that if Michael Gallup ends up being the number one option this year, then I think something terribly has gone wrong with the Cowboys offense, because between Beasley, Terrence Williams, Allen Hurns, you're talking about 15 years combined with those three in the NFL, yet we're expecting a third-round pick to come in and be better than all of them. That really does not seem like a great plan to me.
History says that by the seventh or eighth game, that's when he'll come to life. That's when we'll start seeing massive progress, because he's out here competing against these guys and doing, you know, like I say, he's inconsistent. The first day, man, you thought he was Spider-Man. I mean, just catching things out of there like he was putting webs on the ball. Then the second day, man, I don't know what happened. Like, he had a bad case of the drops. Today, I haven't had a chance to see what he done, but I will be looking at film 10 o'clock tomorrow, 12 o'clock y'all time, 10 o'clock out here on the coast. We'll see, man. Normally, draft picks at wide receiver, it takes them 8, 9, 10 games. By the 11th or 12th game, they into a rhythm. They understand the game. They can read coverages much better. And that is the key. A reason a lot of these guys cannot make it in this league is they cannot read coverages. And the coaches can't keep saying, well, we got to do a sign for this and a sign for that. You got a fat lady with a sumo wrestling and then with a banana over there on the sideline. We don't do that in this league. You got to be able to look out there. And if you say 9, you got to know what route it is. And if they got 2 deep safeties and they got you over the top, you can't run the 9. You might have to shorten that up to a quick slant. You might have to shorten that up to a quick in, a quick out, or a 20-yard dig. The routes vary depending on the coverages. And if he can learn that, he'll be all right. He'll be all right, you know. But until then, we got to have the Allen Hurns of the world. We got to have Cole Beasley come back to life. You know, resurgence of Cole Beasley and hoping he's the football player not rapping. You know what I'm saying? And we got to have a few other guys. I did a snake move. I'm sorry.
A little bit. You kind of snaked Cole Beasley a little
Cole
bit.
Beasley.
You know,
sorry.
If he wants to do both, I think he's capable of doing both. I think it's going to be interesting seeing if they actually end up using him more on the outside this season.